Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Karen Can Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life and love of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. Today, I have a good friend with me, Dr. Dean Clark. He's a holistic chiropractor, and Dr. Dean and I met through a company. They have a very specific energy tool that we use to help people in pain who don't want to use narcotics or drugs to get out of pain. It works like acupuncture, but without the needles. And Dr. Dean and I actually teach people all over the world, practitioners as well as lay people, how to use this tool to help relieve pain. And the reason I asked Dr. Dean to take time out of his busy schedule to talk with us today is because he has been a chiropractor for the Olympics, not just, once, but three times, the last being in 2012. So he just came back from London where he was helping and volunteering with the athletes and helping them get out of pain, helping them to optimize their performance. So I'm really anxious to talk to Dr. Dean today about his experience with his athletes. But before I do that, I just want to let you know that Dr. Dean is a holistic chiropractor, and not all chiropractors do what Dr. Dean does. And he's going to tell us at the very end of the call about a really neat project that he is almost completed. I'm so excited for him, and I can't wait till this project is done, and we'll give you that at the very, very end. So without further ado, I want to welcome Dr. Dean Clark. Hi, Dean.
And a pleasure to speak to you, Karen, and your audience today.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, you know, Dean, I tell the story about what you said to some of us about how you discovered, you know, this particular technology, and I know your patients are so grateful that you are as open as you are. Not all chiropractors know about, you know, newer, maybe new technology tools, but if you don't mind, if you could repeat the story of how you found out about these patches. I believe you said it was a patient that told you about them.
That's exactly right. And again, Karen, I just want to thank you for the great work that you do. And there's not many of us that are looking at non-traditional methods of healing. And it's not easy to get out here all on your own when all of our colleagues and so forth are looking at their nice, common methodologies and their comfort level are with those methods. And anyway, I love a creative mind and somebody who just says, let's look at anything that'll work. So anyway, you're right. I had a patient who had her kneecap surgically removed because of pain. And I don't know why the ultimate decision was made to remove the kneecap completely, but nonetheless, she limped and gimped and had quite a bit of hip and low back pain as a result of that. And so I treated her for a number of years, and ultimately she walked in one day, and she says, watch me walk around the table. And my treatment table was in the middle of the room. She walked around it, and she didn't limp or gimp and was almost normal. And I said, all right, tell me what's new. And so she pulled her pant leg up and shows me these LifeWave patches on either side of her knee, and I said, well, they've got to be some form of medication they're delivering. And I said, okay, well, what med is it? And she says, none. It's energy. And I stopped in my tracks, and it made perfect sense to me because I was one of the first to use low-level laser. This is back in 1995, I think. And I had one of the first laser instruments here in Portland, Oregon. And
oh, I didn't know that.
I decided I'm gonna just see what these patches are all about. So I learned from her it emitted an energy, and that made perfect sense relative to the laser. So I bought patches from her and started looking at it, and here I am some 8 years later, still involved with energy medicine and the delight of this product that continues to offer pain relief non-invasively to people that we apply it to.
Oh, that's great. And I know you're famous within the company for doing some research using an infrared camera. And is that something that you were using in the office to help diagnosis?
That's correct. It's called infrared imaging. It used to be called thermography. It's a different name for the same process, only the technology has greatly improved over the years. Our cameras are better, the software that runs them. So it's a better, more refined product than what it used to be. And I decided that if I was getting results with people that had pain and problems with the patches, I needed to measure what it was doing to them. So I theorized it may have the same result as applying the low-level laser to them. So I placed people in front of this camera measuring their thermal skin temperatures down to 1/100 of a degree. And if they were abnormally hot, the patches would cool. And if they were abnormally cold in a region, the patches would warm. So we knew we were getting a hold of the nervous system that controlled thermal regulation. And as you know, Dr. Karen, when the autonomic nervous system is involved, that we can't control it, then you know you've got a really, really objective measure of a physiological change.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, now I'm going to be devil's advocate just for a minute.
Please.
And I'm going to say, if I was a chiropractor and if I would bought into using low-level laser and the laser works, what possible advantage, aside from it being portable, would it be to treat my patients with patches rather than the laser?
Well, that's a great question, because the emitted infrared technology, the low-level laser, is successful on the nervous system when it's applied. And then you hope that the effects of it continue, much like putting an acupuncture needle in somebody. And while it's in them, you're getting an effect. When you pull them out and when you remove the laser, then you just hope the body has adapted to that energy and changed. The patches emit this energy that continues throughout, the life of the patch, and sometimes it's 12 hours and sometimes it's 3 days. So it depends on the body's physiological response to the patch. I know that you've probably had varied times of response, but that's the value of it. It just opens the gate is opened with the pain pathway and remains open with the patch applied.
Okay. Wow. So that's a much longer application. And the other thing too is, the average person can't just buy a laser, right? I mean, they can't treat themselves.
That's correct. Great point.
How much does a laser cost?
Well, this one was about $9,000.
Okay, so full cost prohibitive, and only available to practitioners, I assume?
Yes, that power level, yes.
Okay, and is it potentially dangerous if used in the wrong hands?
Yes, you can overdo it, apply too much energy, and get the energies of the body and the nervous system specifically way overwhelmed, and you can keep people awake at night and just irritate their nervous system, so it actually becomes an irritant.
Oh, okay. And does it have that the smartness of, you were talking about the patches, if the area was too cold, it would warm it. If the area was too warm, it would cool it. So does the laser do that too?
Yes, it does.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat. Well, this is great. I actually never got a chance to ask you the difference between that, because I don't use laser myself, but I have had chiropractors ask about that. So it's great to get your perspective. So everyone listening, I know this is not a live because we're recording this with Dr. Dean, and I'm sorry you can't ask live questions, but I get to ask all the questions today. And Dr. Dean and I are kindred spirits, and so I'm just so pleased to have him on this call. Let's switch a little bit to now the athletes. I know you work a lot with athletes. So can you give us some cool stories from, you know, any of the Olympics?
Happy to do it. One story that is quite profound. I had the privilege of treating the number one 400-meter guy in the world. He had the fastest time worldwide. He presented at the Olympic trials, wins it easily, and again moves on to the Olympic Games. Well, between the trials in late June and the Olympic Games, which started in late July, he strains his hamstring muscle severely.
Oh.
So here he is, the fastest guy in the world by far. All he has to do is show up, non-injured, and he's the gold medalist. Mm. We as a country have not had, have not missed somebody in the 400 meters medaling for, I can't remember how far back, all the way to 68, if I recall. We have had people medal in this event. We have owned this event as a country. So this guy, I can use his name. It's public knowledge. His name is LaShawn Merritt. LaShawn Merritt. And he has such a severe strain that he had probably everybody and their brother working on this poor guy. And so what sometimes was treated by a device in London by a group of Italians who were under the same Nike roof that I was. We all worked under, if you will, Nike's hospitality center. So they offer treatment to anybody, any country and or athlete who is running under the swoosh, so to speak, the opportunity to come to this hospitality center, and in that center was this little clinic that I was a part of. So it was like going to work at the UN. You had athletes from all over the world.
That's so cool.
So within this, then, this athlete showed up, and the Italians got their shot at him, and I finally walked out to his coach, and I said, "Coach, here's what I do." And I had a picture of an infrared technology, and where it showed on the athlete were the abnormalities, including hamstring strain. But I also was able to show him where else problems resided. And in this particular case, this young guy had, of all things, a organ-referred pain that actually created the hamstring problem and prevented it from healing. So I won't go into how I discovered it, but anyway, one question that was profound. I said to the athlete, "I'm finding your bladder's in distress, and I find that people who have this have bladder issues that they sometimes never thought of." And he stops and looks at me, and he goes, I'm getting up and going to the bathroom 4 or 5 times a night. I've never done that." And I said, "This makes sense to me, why this hamstring isn't healing." So the sad part of this story is I finally figured out, if you will, what this guy's problem was. But the sad thing is that he was running the next day. I had one shot at him, and it was too little too late. Mm. He ran 200 meters of the 400 meters in the trials the next day and dropped out. His hamstring was just too sore. But what was so sad is the patch and the patch application to his bladder and his hamstring could have easily resolved that problem. But unfortunately, everybody was chasing, sadly, just the symptom. And the symptom was the hamstring strain. But I always ask the question, why is it here to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
So those are
getting to the base of it. So you didn't get a chance to patch him at all, or just that one day?
Yep, patched him, and it was one day. And I worked on him for, I probably had a half hour or so with him. And did some other body work and other chiropractic things to him. But as I said, it was too little too late. And the bladder was sending that response to the hamstring and keeping it irritated. So no matter what everybody was doing, it just wasn't going to heal with that bladder still intense.
So you ended up putting like a pain patch on the bladder as well as the hamstring?
Correct.
Okay. Well, it's making me think about my hamstring here.
Yeah. And it's fascinating how many problems do show up this way. And unfortunately, we all get locked into a model that we learn in school, and that is go treat where the pain is. But what I've really tried to do is look beyond that. Where else is it coming from?
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, that's great. And I know that you do what, us people that are not chiropractors call muscle testing, and in chiropractic called applied kinesiology, to find out or to confirm where some of those originates, where some of those problems originate. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's really neat. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to come for 2 weeks, plop myself on your doorstep, and say, fix me.
I would love to. I would just love to. So another quick story about two athletes that presented for problems. They were both from the tiny island of Mauritius, which is in the middle of the Indian Ocean on the east coast of Africa. So the Seychelles and Mauritius and Reunion Island are all kind of in the same Indian Ocean region. Well, these two athletes were beach volleyball players, and both of them had been through a couple of rounds of beach volleyball, were about ready to be eliminated. But here they are, young, vital athletes, and neither one of them could squat and just squat to touch the floor, for instance. They couldn't bend their knees and just, for lack of a better word, I just have to use squat. Their knees were so stiff.
Mm.
So, again, looking at them, everybody would treat probably the quad muscles, thinking, well, that's what's making them stiff, they're jumping. But lo and behold, it was really the hamstrings. So on my Facebook page, I had the option to the opportunity to treat them and apply LifeWave patches. So I'll put the picture of them up on that Facebook page. Two wonderful young ladies really were hopeful they could stay in the competition, and I put the patches on them, and they could literally bend their knees without pain and get down and touch the ground, and they had to dig for many times a volleyball that was spiked or whatever, and they were just over the moon with excitement because they couldn't believe how easy that was and how well that product worked.
Wow, that's great. And so that just came immediately. They were able to, within a couple minutes, just be able to bend all that way.
Yeah, and they truly had just a minor muscle strain and not as severe, and it was right where they were feeling. Although, again, so many times with knee pain, I'm sure you've seen this, with knee pain, you treat the hamstrings and the knee pain goes away. And we're so trained to think the other way. It's got to be in the thigh somewhere, and that's what's creating that stiffness.
Right, exactly. And also, when they, well, not to bash my colleagues, but when we go to physical therapy, sometimes they just get a lot of exercises to strengthen the quads.
Right.
And they don't
pay
attention. I mean, it's different now, but, classically when I was trained, it was always, work on the vastus medialis, work on the quads, and, they do some stretches, of course, but it was my Pilates teacher who actually, because I was having knee pain when I first started skating, and I thought, oh, boy, there's the end of a short skating career, at the age of 30. And she said, well, no wonder you're having knee pain. And she said, you're way overusing your quads. Your hamstrings and your buttock muscles are not engaging at all. And I said, well, what does that mean? And she wouldn't let me, point my toes. She wouldn't let me straighten my knee at all because I would automatically tense my quad muscles. And she just taught me how to feel and use my hamstrings and the hip muscles to support myself. And so, of course, fast forward, now it's 17 years later, I'm still skating with no knee pain. So it's pretty interesting stuff.
Good for you, and way to look beyond the obvious.
Well, I learned a lot from so many different people, and because we definitely did not learn it in medical school, all these things. So the more injured I got, the more I learned.
Yeah, it was called learn by injury. Yeah.
Yeah,
very good.
Not that I want that anymore, of course, but it's so funny because sometimes in the office I'll see somebody and they'll have trigger points, and then I'm just kind of mapping them out, and I'll, check which trigger points they have, and they look at me like, I didn't know that hurt. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I have that one. That's why I know where it is.
Good.
It's kind of funny. Do you have any other athlete stories you could tell us, or how you use? I mean, you talked mostly about pain patches, but do you use any of the other patches for your athletes?
Because of the nature of this athlete and their if you will, timeliness, I didn't use many of the other patches only because they all needed immediate repair.
Right.
So I mainly used the Ice Wave patch from the LifeWave group.
And then how about if you have an athlete that's seeing you on a regular basis, what do you recommend?
Great question. Thanks for leading me to that. So athletes need to prepare themselves for stress. What training really is a physiological stress on the body to get it accustomed to that particular exercise stress, which then becomes less stress as they compete. So runners run faster under less effort and ultimately can run longer, faster, etc. So that's what creates a competitive athlete. As athletes stress themselves, they are always going to be on the verge of injury or illness. And boy, do you know that, Dr. Karen, because of your skating and all the years you've, if you will, tried to get your body to stress itself to move and jump and defy gravity.
Yes, definitely, the defy gravity part.
So, with that, I do use the Eon patch throughout the year and try to get that on athletes. It's the what I call the immunity patch and or repair patch, and it's been really effective for helping the body's immune system stay strong, and that prevents the illness piece. And then the glutathione, which is the patch that's designed to offer the body a signal to create the glutathione, which is the body's greatest antioxidant, and ultimately repair its if you will, work and injury and exercise processes. And then lastly, the carnosine patch. So really, it's a group of three. The carnosine patch, I'll have them wear at night. That's again the protocol that I'm currently using, and its design is to work on lactic acid repair and cellular repair for specifically, but not inclusive of skeletal muscles, and it's also known to help repair the heart muscle as well. Mm-hmm. So all three of those, as a preventative, we're working on the energetics of the body and getting it to repair as best as possible, and to stay away from all those injuries and yet force the body into as much work as possible without breaking down. So in a way, we are offering a energetic form of athletic enhancements, which are perfectly legal and perfectly safe and completely non-toxic and all that great stuff. And you don't want to use the word steroids in a show like this, but that's what steroids are really all about for athletes that are taking them. They want to work harder, longer, and repair so they can continue to work harder. Everybody has this misconception of steroids that they actually help you do something. They don't. They just help you repair so you can work harder and longer.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. Well, I know in some of the independent studies that the LifeWave company has done, they showed that people that use the carnosine patch 7 days a week, this is what David Schmidt, the inventor, told me, got double the benefit of people that only used it 5 days a week. And originally, we were telling people just use it 3 days a week because carnosine is somehow stored in the body. But how many days a week if you have an elite athlete, or even, I guess, you know, a wannabe elite athlete like me, how many days a week do you prescribe the carnosine patches, the repair one?
I'm with David. The 7 days are what's best, and try to encourage him with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, We have about 6 minutes left, and I want to make sure people hear about this project that you are near completion. So do you want to share what you're working on?
All righty, and thank you, Karen. I have created a book that has described what I briefly touched on with the athlete, the 400-meter athlete, linking organs to multiple pain issues. And what I've seen in practice is that a number of pain problems really come from organ distress and not really where you hurt. So we are neurologically created to have what's called referred pain, and our organs, when we're about 15 cells old, migrate in the nervous system, and this zygote we are at that size has this migration of cells, which ultimately separates pain from the organs themselves. And that is what creates this phenomenon of organ-referred pain. And the classic is people who have left chest pain and left arm pain or jaw pain.
Mm-hmm.
That gets everybody's attention, and we all get excited about hearing those symptoms because we know it's a heart problem, heart attack and or stroke, something like that. But every organ in the body refers pain in its own unique way and to classically points in the body. And so these were mapped out by medicine some 80 years ago. So this is not my creation, not my invention. It's more I'm just verifying and finding ways to actually go treat these problems. So a classic example is somebody who had the strained hamstring or achy, sore glutes and hips and so forth. We all go chase, well, those muscles are just overused and they need to be stretched and trigger pointed and massaged and all those good things. And what the real truth is that many times they come from organs that are in distress that you don't feel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what does this have, I know you said they were mapped, you know, many, many decades ago. How closely, in your experience, does it connect with the Chinese five elements organs? Now, for people on the show that don't know what I'm talking about, forgive me, but I just have to ask Dr. Dean this question.
Yeah. Well, I find that there's some application to that, but the organ-referred pain is strictly a neurological phenomenon that's taught in Western medicine.
Ah.
And there is some overlap to the five-element thing, and I have toyed with working with the five elements in addition to the neurological components. And so in my book, I will put both applications in there, the major acupuncture points to hit for these problems, as well as what I've discovered is the major points for the neurological components of organ-referred pain and where to patch and where to place the patches for the best, probably most practical result.
Oh, that's fabulous. And do you have a release date by any chance for the book?
I am working to get it complete by year's end, and I said that last year, but what happens, Karen, is you can relate to this.
Oh, I'm sure I can relate.
I'm going down this path, and I've got a nice schedule, and all of a sudden, new things. I learned something from a patient that I can't miss not putting that in the book. I better go back and make sure this gets documented and put it in there.
Right.
And it happens over and over.
Well, then there's volume two, I guess. We'll have to stop somewhere. That's fabulous. Well, let's we have a minute left. I want to make sure people know how to connect with you. Maybe you could tell us your website domain name as well as your Facebook page. And I guess when your book is out, you'll announce it on both places, right?
You're awesome, Karen. Thank you. My website is PDX Pain Clinic, PDX. It's the airline abbreviation for Portland, pdxpainclinic.com. And my Facebook page is Am I Dr. Dean Clark? I can't remember.
Yes, Facebook.
I'm Dr. Dean Clark on Facebook.
Yep, so just type in facebook.com/doctor, as in D-R, and then Dean, D-E-A-N, and then Clark, C-L-A-R-K, so Dr. Dean Clark. And if you want to, yeah, and I'm going to bug Dr. Dean right now, so you're going to, like, friend me back, right?
Yes. I'm not good at this, but I'm learning. I've got to get with it.
That's okay, everyone. We're going to get him up to speed because his book is – we need everyone to read this book. So thank you so much, Dr. Dean, for your time. And you are just a gem. Thank you so much for who you are. You're just wonderful.
You too.
All right. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening in. Bye for now.
Ha, 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 ha.